Okay, let's take up this next question. Iboilu, ma'ulish namish tachas akora. Right? Rav, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, mutar lishtamish tachas akora. So what's the question? Regular case, Rashi says, right? We don't have to worry. It's a new issue, a totally new issue. Ma'ul lishtamish tachas akora, akor mavu oskoi. When you have a regular mavoi, forget about the long and the short. You have a regular mavoi, right? And you put a korah up. Can you carry under the korah? Or only up to the korah? Right? What would you say? So the Gemara says what? It's a machlokas, right? Machlokas? Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru. Heavy hitters over here. Mutter l'shtam yishach hazakar. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amru, also l'shtam yishach hazakar. So it matches up. You have Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay, so they say, Asa. Go ahead. This is what I found interesting, this next piece. Go ahead. Who is reading?
No one, you are.
I was. Okay, good. Lema Behakimifi. Demar Savar Kora Mishum Heker. Umar Savar Kora Mishum Machisa. So this is a recurring question, right? Regarding Kora and regarding Lechi. Is it Mishum Heker? Is it Mishum Machitza? So the Gemara wants to say, we'll break it down along the normal question. Mishum Heker or Mishum Machitza? Now, what's interesting about this first step of the Gemara, having read the rest of the Gemara, what's interesting about this first step of the Gemara?
It's totally anti-intuitive. I thought it was.
No?
Both ways.
Yes. That the Gemara is assuming... Heker means one knows the natural assumption of heker means one way, and there's a natural assumption of mechitza, which means another way. Mm-hmm. Later on, the Gemara says you could learn heker and mechitza either way. But what's interesting is intuitively, for the Gemara's the Gemara's intuition, right, is that what? That heker would be what? Got to read these Rashi's are a little confusing to figure out, right? Because he skips the first mishum heker. Right? So, one side says Mishum Hekera. Now, what would that be? Mutter or Asr? That would be Mutter. And the other side says Kora is Mishum Mechitza. Rashi, V'chudo ha'pinimi yored v'sosim. The inner edge goes down and closes. The inner edge descends and closes. Hilkach aser. Dimin amechitza ulifnim boi ishtamushi. Strange lashon Rashi. Isn't that a strange lashon Rashi? That since the chudo apnim is yor v'sosim, it's aser. Why? Because you have to be min amechitza ulifnim. Min amechitza is what? What's mina mechitza? Referring to what? What? The shiur v'sosim mechitza, right? You have to be within the mechitza that's shiur v'sosim, right? So a korah is a tefach, okay, and it's on the mavoi. So a korah is a tefach, it's on the mavoi, and now you have a mechitza that's shiur v'sosim. So essentially, the mechitza is one tefach into the mavoi. So if you're under the korah, you're beyond the mechitza. Right? So that's clear for that side. Now, what's the side of Mishum Hakira? Rashi doesn't explain the Mishum Hakira. Just explain the Mishum Hakira the second time around. Right? So what does it mean, though? Mishum Hakira, what does that mean? It means a heker for the people outside. Yeah, let's go through all the facts. We'll get all the facts straight. The next question is like this. No. Kuli alma kor mishum heker. V'hocha b'hakim mifgi. Mar sover hekir milagav. Mar sover hekir milavar. So now Rashi explains heker. Now what? Mar sover hekir lahanach migavoi bo'inan. Who are those people? The inside people. V'tzad apinimi havaluhu heker. So the Gemara is saying, no, it's possible to say you can't be mishtamish under the korah and hold korah's mishamakera. Why? Because it's a heker for the inside people. And the other one holds milavar libnei rishus harabim dainu tzad achitzon. So what do you see though? You see that the assumption of mishum hakeira is for the tzad achitzon. That's an interesting point, right? The assumption of hakeira is mishum tzad achitzon. That's what the Gemara said initially. We'll say it's heker versus machitza. Okay. So in terms of heker, there's two ways to learn it. If you learn it heker milafnim or heker milavar. And in terms of machitza, you could also learn it two ways. You could say that what mar savar iboy is emad kuli amishem machitza v'hocha b'hakem mefagi mar savar chudo apanimi yoriv v'sosem mar savar chudo chudo hachitza yoriv v'sosem. Rashi, didn't we already have a Rashi in mar savar chudo apanimi yoriv v'sosem? He repeats it for some reason. Nimtzo tachas akora mina machitza ulechutz. The Asher. I would guess it's seems like two different Rashi's that they probably two different ways of explaining it. You know, he wrote it a lot of times. Anyhow, so what do you want to analyze over here? Yeah, part of the Mavai notes. I was taking the first question of Korah Mishum Machitza. So we're saying like this: if you're going to view the Korah as a roof. So then that would point to saying it's the chudo hachitzon, because the roof goes to the edge of a building, right? But if you're going to say it's a stima samavoy, so then it means it's contrary to the building. So its first point where it encounters the mavoy is where it's sozin. But in other words, really it comes out. You can say definitively it's a question of. Do we consider the korah in the tikkun hamavoi, is the korah becoming a part of the mavoi, or is it an extraneous element that is misaking the mavoi? If it's part of the mavoi, then it's tikra, right? Structurally, does it merge, or is it simply? Is it a din of being an extraneous element of korah that's so same the mavoi? So then, as a so same, like someone's like a bottle stop, goes is so same at the innermost point. It's a foreign entity. It's a foreign entity. So the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara's original interpretation is interesting. Is that it's a so same. The mechitza is a so same, and it's like a cheftza of stima. It's not add a cheftza of korah, which naturally has its own stima. It's take a foreign element, take a foreign element of stima. We're going to borrow korah as a sosin. We're not going to say make a mavoi mekura that naturally will have its own stima.
What do you say?
Notice if you're learning its panimi, so then you're viewing it as a foreign element. In terms of the toch, it's foreign. Okay? So, the initial interaction is, the whole nature of its interaction is to close off. Closing something off is contrary, is a contrary action. Okay? It's not an enhancement, it's a contrary action. So why? Because freedom is great. What do you mean why? So if you're coming, so now the question is, so now it's going to be foreign to the toch. It's going to be connected. If that's what it's defined as, a sosem, a closer off of the free moving space of the mavoi used to go all the way to the wall. Now it's taking from the mavoi. Okay? That's its nature, if that's what it is, okay, then it's hostile to the mavoi at its initial point. It's like we're adding a wall. It's like we're bringing the wall in. So it's contrary. The entire chefza is contrary to the mavoi. So it'll function at its initial It'll function. There's nothing that pushes the function of it back. Let's put it that way. There's nothing in this that pushes its function to the chutz.
Is that, its essence isn't the creation of the mechitza. What they're really saying is that you have this thing that you're putting in, and we say just like the top part is so same, so too that stima extends down, right? But because the stima by the top part obviously starts over here.
What I'm trying to say is that naturally, as an independent chefza, the chudo apnimi would definitely be so same. The only reason why you'd push it back is because you'll say it's integrated now as a roof of this entity, and a roof therefore dictates that the chudo achitzon goes back. But the korah naturally, just as a chefza of stima, would be so same at its initial point. You have to undo it by integrating the korah into a roof element, and then say a roof is not so same the inside. A roof only helps to close off the outside. I don't see why that's a surprising idea to you.